we're really running over time now, but Larry Harmon just appeared. So Larry, would you like to come up and say something for a minute? Larry Harmon with Bozo the Clown.
It seems like 30 years ago, that's a lot of you people I worked with, and it seems like we're living this all over again. I guess the best thing that I could be thankful for is that the dream I had 30 years ago, I watched still as a young man being able to be developed. Because I was able to take the dream of Bozo, per se, and reproduce it all over the world in almost every country in the world. And I guess the thrill of it all is to sell Bozo in Tokyo, and I trained every one of the Bozos all over the world. And to go to Tokyo and then tell the Bozo in Japanese, which I didn't speak at the time, how to laugh, which they don't get at all, because, and then to watch it come together, and then when you do, to see it go on the air, and you see, and you see it, and from there you go to Mexico City, which we train as a Buenos dias, muchachos, muchachos, es el Bozo, payaso, es aquí, en Mexico City, siempre ríe. And so it was, pardon?
Same thing in Spanish,
right? Same thing in Spanish. And so it went on to France and Rome and Germany and Bangkok and Thailand, and as I did it all over the world. And I think two of the, really one of the great experiences, and by the way, it's still happening because I just sold Bozo in Brazil, and I'll be leaving in a couple weeks to go down to train a Portuguese Bozo to do it on the network down there. But I think one of the greatest experiences of all in, as Bozo, per se, is that when we went on the air in Australia, I got the idea that Bozo related to everybody in the world, big, small, indifferent, whatever. And I thought I would go to New Guinea. So I went to the Australian government, and I told them I'd like to go into the highlands of New Guinea, which very few people have been in at that time at all, any explorers. So I got dressed as Bozo. They dropped me off in a plane in the jungles of New Guinea, and I spent about 2 weeks there. I have 4 hours of film, about 1,000 pictures, which are really quite unbelievable. But these people are cannibals. They lived like 60,000 years ago. And the pictures you'd have to see with Bozo with a red hair, walking in with these cannibals, and not knowing what they were saying, I just repeat, so they thought I was doing the same thing they did. And had they had a recipe for clown a la carte, I suppose I would never have come back. But meanwhile, Bozo's been good to me and to millions of people all over the world. And the other show, which we've had for so long, which is Laurel and Hardy. And at the present time right now, the book is finished, the music is finished, the money has been put up, and we're about ready to do our first Mr. Laurel and Mr. Hardy on Broadway. So nice to see all of you again.
Thank you, Larry Harmon.
Paul Mayer's Children's Television Archive.